We're going to fix something for you. We're going to explain something to you, because I've had people say to me, I don't quite understand this WRJM. So I brought the guy in who can describe it to you. He's the president, regional president of Civic Media. He's also our vice president, general manager. He does evenings here at the station. And I think if you spill something, he'll clean it up too, right?
I'll try, yeah. I can't bend over like I used to, but I can still use a mop.
He'll clean the carpets, he'll do all that kind of stuff. Right. Okay, so recently, Civic Media bought 1290 AM and 107.3 FM in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
But they had different letters you've been hearing in the legal ID, WZTI.
Right.
Which didn't mean anything to anybody listening to the station. Then you came up with an idea. Let's describe it.
Well, we are playing WRJN on 1290 AM, the old WZTI in Milwaukee. But because it's everything we do on WRJN, it was just confusing to call it something else. Yes, it's a new frequency. It's exactly the same thing you hear on 1499.9. But if you're driving north of the Racine-Milwaukee County line, you can now hear us on 1290 all the way up past Sheboygan
into
Fond du Lac.
Yeah,
I listened in downtown Green Bay a few weeks ago. Yeah. So we're extending the coverage of WRJN, basically. But it's a different radio station, so legally it needs different call letters. It just made sense to, if we're doing all the same local news and music and timeless hits and stuff, to call it something that sounded close. So we changed the name of WZTI to WRJM, just one step up from WRJN, or one step back, I guess.
So yes, the other choice was WRGN.
That was another one, too.
Yeah, it didn't have the same ring.
Right, yeah. I think the N and M sounded good together. It was more aesthetics than anything.
And what people don't realize is the Federal Communications Commission has every single station has to have a unique set of call letters.
Correct, yeah.
And you can have the same on AM and FM, but you can't have the two on AM the same.
Correct. So,
and you can't have the two on FM the same.
Yeah.
So instead of calling it WZTI, we call it WRJM, but it's still the WRJN programming on there,
except for nights when we're going to carry certain sporting events. Now, here's where it gets complicated and confusing, because WRJN 1400 is licensed to Racine. We're the Brewers affiliate that covers Racine and Kenosha, but there's a station in Milwaukee that carries the Brewers as their flagship, so we can't broadcast the Brewers from a Milwaukee-based signal, meaning 1290 has to be separate during Brewer games. So rather than just track music, we're going to let the Racine Raiders take over 1290 during all of their games this year, and that way we don't have to preempt a Brewers game. We will get every Raiders game on schedule. The signal covers all of Racine and Kenosha, so it's not a problem hearing it. But now we get to cover not only the Brewers and the Raiders, and when the Packers start playing, we'll have the same thing if we have conflicts with high school sports and stuff like that. So we can split the signals off, and kind of like when you watch ESPN and you're watching a baseball game, on the bottom, check ESPN2 for tennis. You know, check ESPN3 for golf. This will kind of be our ESPN.
This is our WRGN2.
Two, yeah, basically.
Now, people say, well, 1290, it's a 5,000-watt radio station. WRJN is 1,000 watts.
Right.
That's great signal coverage. This is five times more powerful.
Yeah.
That's why you can get it all the way up to Green Bay and... Now, at night, it's a little different. The signal at dark turns a little directional.
It goes directional north, So you don't hear us as well in Racine after dark, but during the Raiders season, it's going to be light till 8:30, 9 o'clock, so you'll get good coverage in Racine and Kenosha County.
And 107.3 FM.
That'll also cover most of Racine County.
And that's in Milwaukee as well.
Yeah.
I hope that explains it. If not, but Chris will go to your house with a big with a big map set up.
We'll have a graph.
He'll have one of those PowerPoint demonstrations to bring to your house. Well, that's good. And we're going to podcast this. So if people say, well, I didn't quite understand it. I told you I was at Ridgewood, the senior center. And there was an 88-year-old man there. And he said to me, what's this WRJM I'm hearing about?
Right.
And I explained it to him. And he understood it.
Sure.
He's a pretty smart guy, and he understood it. But I think we had to explain it to people and tell them what it was.
Yeah,
and
I'm glad you did. It's a little confusing. It's unusual to do this, but you know, for us to extend Racine's reach is essentially what we're doing.
Okay, quick review. WRJN In Racine is on 1400 AM and 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. And you can also hear it on 1400 as well. And in Milwaukee, it's WRJM, 1290 AM, 107.3 FM. But it's the same station as us.
It's just,
you know, simulcast. It doesn't make a difference.
Everything is simulcast. Whew. Yeah. All right.
Got that explained.
I can go home and rest now.
All right. Good for you. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Thanks, Don. You bet.